AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House is moving closer to a vote on a bill that would end the government shutdown. Funding of ICE is the big issue after the shooting deaths of two people by government officers in Minneapolis. In the Senate, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says he cannot support what the Democrats want.
They really want us to abolish ICE. I mean, they've said that really clearly. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And if they can't do that, then they want to tie the hands of law enforcement everywhere.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal says the demands are simple.
They are simply what local and state police forces and law enforcers professing around the country accept as routine and mandatory. Masks off, body cameras on, basic standards of policing and accountability, most important.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with Republicans to testify at the end of the month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. They face the threat of a contempt of Congress vote against them. California Democrat Ted Lieu says this is a distraction.
It's because they're trying to distract from the fact that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children.
It will mark the first time lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. In Utah, defense attorneys for the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk are trying to block prosecutors from introducing graphic videos of the shooting. They also want a judge to ban cameras from the courtroom to shield prospective jurors from bias. U.S. Central Command says a Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. An internal document shows the Vietnamese military preparing for a possible American war. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The document, reported on Tuesday, highlights Vietnam's fear of a U.S.-backed uprising, similar to past color revolutions, viewing the U.S. as a belligerent power. Despite a 2023 strategic partnership with the U.S. under the Biden administration, Vietnam remains wary of American influence. Analysts say the military's concerns reflect deep-seated fears of external threats to the communist regime. The U.S. State Department has emphasized the partnership's benefits, while experts note Vietnam's balancing act between U.S. and Chinese relations. China is Vietnam's largest two-way trade partner, while the U.S. is its largest export market. The document also underscores ongoing tensions within Vietnam's leadership. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.